This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Terry A. Deffenbaugh and Kelly R. Fork versus David Kelly Bury, trustee of the David Kelly Bury Revocable Trust, decided January 21st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District, Terry A. Deffenbaugh and Kelly R. Fork, appellants, v. WD86760, David Kelly Bury, trustee, filed, January 21st, 2025, of the David Kelly Bury, Revocable Trust, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Callaway County. The Honorable Kevin Crane, Judge before Special Division, Alok Ahuja, PJ, and Mark D. Pfeiffer and W. Douglas Thompson, JJ. Terry Deffenbaugh and Kelly Fork, collectively Deffenbaugh, filed suit in the Circuit Court of Callaway County against David Kelly Burr as trustee of the David Kelly Bury Revocable Trust. The lawsuit sought specific performance of a contract to purchase real estate from the trust. Following a bench trial, the circuit court denied specific performance and awarded Bury his attorney's fees pursuant to a fee-shifting provision in the party's contract. Deffenbaugh appeals, contending that the circuit court's judgment was unsupported by substantial evidence, was against the weight of the evidence, and erroneously too applied the law. We affirm, we grant Bury's motion for attorney's fees on appeal and remand to the circuit court to calculate the amount of Bury's recoverable fees. Factual background. On July 10, 2016, Deffenbaugh and Fork entered into a contract with Bury in his capacity as trustee of the David Kelly Bury Revocable Trust to purchase real property owned by the trust in Callaway County. Because the issues raised on appeal do not require us to distinguish between Bury and his revocable trust, we refer to Bury and the trust collectively as Bury in the remainder of this opinion. The contract described the property to be sold, the property as 20 acres ML, more or less, of real estate located Section 18, Township 44N, Range 10 West in Callaway County, Missouri. See attached map, property corners marked with steel posts. The contract specified a purchase price of $90,000. Deffenbaugh made an earnest money deposit of $5,000, which was held in escrow by Boyd & Boyd Title Company. The property was located in the southeast portion of a larger parcel of property owned by Burr. Prior to executing the contract, the parties walked Burr's property and marked the interior corners of the property with steel posts. The parties intended that the eastern boundary of the property would be a neighboring property known as the Quarry property, while part of the southern boundary of the property would be the right-of-way of the Katy Trail. Although the contract's description of the property refers to an attached map, the parties were unable to produce a copy of that map at trial. 3. The contract specified that Bury was to pay for a survey of the property. Although the contract only expressly required Bury to pay for a survey, the parties agree that he was contractually obligated both to arrange and pay for the survey needed to obtain a legal description. The contract also required Bury to provide a commitment for title insurance to Deffenbaugh within a reasonable time prior to closing. At closing, Bury was required to deliver a general warranty deed to Deffenbaugh, free and clear of all liens and encumbrances. The property was landlocked, with no direct access to any public roadway. While Deffenbaugh would need some means of accessing the property, Bury was unwilling to provide an easement across his other property, and was concerned that Deffenbaugh would assert a right to an easement by necessity across Bury's remaining property. To avoid this eventuality, the contract specified, this contract contingent on buyer obtaining clear title to property between Katy Trail and subject property, and an easement over the quarry property on existing roadway from Sellers Gate to Katy Trail right-of-way. The contract provided that, in the event the parties to this agreement pursue litigation for breach of the agreement, the non-prevailing party shall be liable to pay all costs of the prevailing party, including but not limited to court costs, filing fees, and attorney fees. The original closing date specified in the contract was December 15, 2016. On December 14, 2016, the parties executed an addendum extending the closing date to July 19, 2017. The addendum specified that time was of the essence. 4. In March 2017, Bury hired Surveyor 1 to survey the property. Bury provided Surveyor with two different handwritten drawings that Bury had made to illustrate the general location of the property. Surveyor used the steel posts placed by the parties to identify the interior boundaries of the property. Surveyor was initially unable to locate a steel post on the northwestern corner of the property, and consequently,